taking Dad to Italy. He was uncomplaining this trip, different from 6 years ago, when he was cantankerous at times and crabby. But La Vecchiaia, as he always said, was catching up with him. He was snug, like a wool sock in a sea boot, on a wet and windy day. He adapted himself easily to our itinerary, to delays, transfers, and shuttles. It was a comfort to have him around. It felt nostalgic, like old times when we do things together, just he and I. Taking the dog out, hitting a few golf balls, fishing for salmon, or shopping for some project. I was delighted to be returning to Italy with him again, where he was born, Tuscany. It sounds romantic, but my dad was from a region near Lucca, on the west side of the tracks, from the small town of Porcari. Padule, it is called, lowlands, made habitable by a series of canals or fosse. One in particular was dear to him as a kid, La Fossa Nova, where he fished for eels and rode his uncle's big bike by pedaling under the bar, not reaching the pedals from above. Dino passed like a lightning bolt, a busybody reported to his mama, so the story went, for which he was severely reprimanded. Emma feared her only child would fall into the swollen Fossa Nova and drown. They were very close, he and his mama, as they lived alone together for 10 years, waiting for Lorenzo, husband and father, who was in California, working on coastal artichoke and Brussels sprout ranches, to send for them when the quota allowed. One morning we went with our Italian cousin's walking club on a route of 12 kilometers all around Porcari. It was amazing. There were 7,000 participants, complete with spuntino pit stops, with sardina marinata, tripa, dolci, espresso, grappa, and wine, and prizes at the finish. His knees didn't bother him in the slightest. He was right behind me the whole way. Another day, we went to see his dad and great uncles in the Campo Santo. He loved that. They had really meant a lot to him. We enjoyed reminiscing, freshening up flowers, and fond memories. Another day, we hiked up into the foothills, Le Colline, they are called, just below Metraia, and sat in a spot in an olive grove overlooking the Lucca Basin. I removed the tip of my walking stick to dig a little hole. It went missing. Okay, where is it? I asked. He likes to play little tricks on me like that, just to remind me of his presence. And after a few moments of foraging, he showed me where it was, in the wild rapini and tall grass, where we were sitting. I dug into my day pack for the double Ziploc bag, with the blue rubber band around it, and sprinkled out what remained of le ceneri, the ashes, under that olive tree, in that grove. I'd been spreading them at his various childhood haunts, according to my surreal recollection of his stories. Here, overlooking the Lucca Valley, I thought he'd like this spot. It was a great vantage point.